Amen.
Some people don't believe in deliverance from sin. It's all choke honestly to death, and I came down the aisle and knelt down and preach
Petra and Miss Lockie both knelt with me, and they led me to the Lord that Sunday morning. And you know, I didn't remember everything I said. And you've heard me tell this story probably many times, but you know, the devil browbeat me with that through the years sometimes and said, well, you didn't say the right words. But you know, the Lord spoke to me and said, it wasn't your work. It wasn't what you said. It wasn't in what you said. I did the work. And that's where my faith comes in. But I know Preacher Lockie and Miss Lockie wouldn't have led me the wrong way. But I do remember, and I know you can't go by feelings, because there's lots of times in my life I felt like I'm safe. But I remember that Sunday morning when I went back to my little seat, that my heart was as light as a little bird, and I could just flap my wings going back to my seat. I remember that just like it was yesterday. And I thank the Lord for that. I've not always done what I ought to do, not always been what I ought to be to the preacher or my family, but the Lord still loves me, and He's forgiven me, and I thank Him for it. I appreciate it. Now they say it's unscriptural to kneel at the bench at an old-fashioned altar and pray.
Appreciated that singing, say amen.